Are we safer yet? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. One of the lines in the president's revised travel ban justifies the ban as follows. Since 2001, hundreds of persons born abroad have been convicted of terrorism-related crimes in the U.S., unquote. And I said, hundreds? I remember some pretty bad stuff, but hundreds of terrorism-related crimes? So I looked it up, and it turns out the term terrorism-related can mean a lot of things, like the three people arrested in New Jersey on a tip that they were trying to buy a grenade launcher when it actually turned out they were smuggling Kellogg's cereal. Terrorism-related, but not terrorism. Now, I know statistics are kind of out of style, but let me play this one from the CBS Evening News.
A study by Fordham University School of Law says 78% of ISIS-related prosecutions in the U.S. involve American citizens, and 53% of al-Qaeda-related cases involve people born in the U.S.
Yes, and not only that, Slate.com reported you have at least 22 fatal terror attacks by U.S. citizens who are playing out their white supremacy fantasies, whereas the number of terror attacks by people from the travel ban countries is zero. So, does this mean the travel ban is misguided? Well, my policy is to cut some slack in the first 100 days, so I'm going to tell myself that the president is actually outsmarting the terrorists here by reasoning that they're going to look at those statistics and sneak in from the countries we'd least suspect. We'll see. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.